From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium emerges with police officers standing guard. Schools in about half of the Brussels metro system reopened Wednesday. It had been locked down after the Paris terrorist attacks last week. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday, Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, in his words, looks like a planned provocation. Dorian Jones reports on possible economic fallout from the incident.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has warned that Turkish companies could lose projects and markets. Such a warning is all too real for Turkey's economy, says chief economist İnan Demir of the Istanbul-based Finans Bank.
Russia is Turkey's more important export markets, and the other is the tourism channel.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday warned Russian tourists to stay away from Turkey because of what he says are terrorist threats. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. President Barack Obama is telling Americans he knows of no specific or credible intelligence indicating an attack on America over the Thanksgiving holiday.
I want the American people to know, entering the holidays, that the combined resources of our military, our intelligence, and our Homeland Security agencies are on the case.
The president spoke after meeting with his national security team. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's elite presidential guard. In a statement posted on social media Wednesday, the Islamic State group named the militant that carried out the attack. The bus was traveling in the center of the capital, Tunis. At least 12 people were killed in the incident. For more, check voanews.com. This is VOA News.